USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden's upcoming trip to Saudi Arabia has drawn criticism because of the country's human rights violations. In Jerusalem, the president said he has never been silent about human rights. Appearing on Fox News, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton reacts to the president's remarks.
Joe Biden should stop condemning and trying to ostracize their de facto leader, Mohammed bin Salman, and work with them to bring down the price of oil here for Americans' families here at home.
He says the Biden administration also needs to ramp up domestic oil production. The nation's unemployment lines are getting a little bit longer. The Labor Department reporting 244,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 9,000 more than the week before. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
World War II Medal of Honor recipient Woody Williams is lying in honor at the U.S. Capitol after he passed away in June. Williams was the last living Medal of Honor recipient from that war, receiving the honor for his service during the Battle of Iwo Jima. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praises Williams for his service during the battle.
He was a force of nature on the battlefield. At Iwo Jima, Woody marched through a hailstorm of gunfire, single-handedly destroying 7 enemy positions.
Williams joined 6 other Americans who received that particular honor at the Capitol after they passed away. Uber is facing more allegations.
Uber is being sued by some 550 women nationwide who allege they were assaulted by drivers working with Uber. The complaint was filed in San Francisco County Superior Court Wednesday.
Lance Pry reporting from the West Coast Bureau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
The Consumer Price Index in the United States has risen over 9% compared to last year, making a new 40-year high. In Virginia, Brown Heating and Air Conditioner owner Brandon Brown says his business is making a lot of changes because of inflation.
We've had to actually raise, you know, labor and hourly rates to keep, you know, making it worth it to come to work for the employees.
There are questions about whether the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi will be mentioned during President Joe Biden's meeting with Saudi officials on Friday. Khashoggi's widow, Hanan Khashoggi, tells Fox News Saudi Arabia's crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, misunderstood Khashoggi's criticism of the country as disloyalty.
He didn't want to have a problem with his country until the last minute of his life. He stands for his vision, democratic freedom, justice, equal right, but in the same time, he doesn't want to disparage the relation between himself and his country, including the royal family.
SpaceX is finally ready to launch new supplies to the International Space Station. A Falcon 9 rocket loaded with more than 5,800 pounds of cargo is set for liftoff tonight from Florida. Weather is 70% favorable with a chance for isolated showers as a major concern. The capsule is set to lift off at 8:44 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.